To be successful, Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League squads need to put in the work on their special teams play. You want to have strong special teams play, especially down the stretch and through the playoffs. A lot of times, it decides games. Ellipsis. You want to make sure it's always being worked on. Put the time in, said Melfort Mustangs head coach Trevor Blevins, who has led his club to 2 league championships and is entering his 10th season with the team. Even though it is early in the season, it is easy to see the impact that special teams can have. As Tuesday afternoon, the Battleford's North Stars were a perfect 1-0-0-0-0 and ranked number 1 in the Canadian Junior Hockey League top 20 rankings. They paced the SJHL in home power play record at 40.0% and were second overall at 30.2%. North Stars standouts Tynan Ewart and Keaton Blyne were second and third in SJHL power play points, with 7 each, behind LaRange's Riley Morgan, who had 8 as of Tuesday afternoon. Klein led the league with 6 power play goals. Ewart paced it with 6 assists with a man advantage. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Humboldt Broncos boasted an unbeaten 8-0-0-0 record. In Monday's rankings, they were third in the country. Humboldt led the SJHL with a 31.8 power play percentage. They had been extremely dangerous on the road, a league best 38.9%. The Broncos' power play has succeeded by committee. As of Tuesday afternoon, 9 Humboldt players had lit the lamp on the power play. 11 Broncos had recorded a power play assist. Ben Kotelak led the team with 3 man advantage goals. Besides the North Stars and Broncos, the only other SJHL team ranked nationally this week was the Flynn Flon Bombers. The number 20 club in the country was third in the SJHL with a 6-1-1-1 record. The Bombers had the league's third best power play at 24.3. At the other end of the ice, the Yorkton Terriers, 5-2-0-0, fifth in the SJHL as of Tuesday afternoon, led the league in penalty kill percentage at 90.7. Last week the Melfort Mustangs had led the SJHL in that category before dipping only slightly to second with an 88.0 percentage. When asked about his team's penalty killing success, Blevin said, "A lot of it is we do a great job taking away time and space. I think players have done a great job of when to be aggressive and when not to be. I think a big credit goes to our goaltenders. That's usually your number one penalty killer. And the fact that we are willing to block shots. I think we have a lot of guys who are brave in our lineup and bring it every day." Blevins emphasized the confidence the team has in its 2 netminders, killing penalties or in any situation. Joel Favreau sat 6th in the SJHL with a 2.40 goals against average so far this campaign. Last season James Venn was thrust into a big role with Favreau injured. He handled things with aplomb and posted a 1-7-7-2-3 record. "When we have a 1-2 combination, I think it's both ones," Blevin said. "I think they are both capable of being number one goaltenders in our league. They're quite happy to support each other and be a part of this process. We couldn't be any happier at that position." Among the leaders in the league standings, the Bombers had the best penalty kill, as of Tuesday afternoon. It was third in the SJHL at 84.2, Battleford's was 6th at 80.4, while Humboldt was 1 spot behind at 80.0. Battleford's was 4th in home penalty kill percentage at 88.9%. The league's top 2 teams are very effective at turning a penalty kill into an offensive opportunity. Through Tuesday afternoon, Battleford's and Humboldt led the league with 3 shorthanded goals each. Interestingly, all 3 of the North Stars' shorthanded goals were scored at home, while Humboldt's came on the road. While Yorkton's Karsten Kruska had a league-best 2 shorthanded goals, North Stars' Stephen Kesslering and Jordan Grill joined him in leading the SJHL with 2 shorthanded points.